来到这里继续查考马可福音。
Today we're here again to study Mark chapter 4.
让我邀请大家打开你的圣经到马可福音。
We turn to Mark.
当我们来到马可福音的时候，我们要记得来到马可福音第四章之前一系列的事件。
As we come to Mark chapter 4, we'd like to review the contents prior to the chapter.
耶稣在一开始出来讲道的时候，就到处的讲道，到处的行这个神迹，还有到处的赶鬼医病。
And before this section, Jesus was sharing the gospel. He was healing people and casting out demons.
我们在马可福音第一章三十二到三十四节就看见了。
In Mark chapter 1, we see also in verse 33 and 34.
马可福音第一章第三十二节，天晚热弱的时候，有人带着一切害病的和被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前，合城的人都聚集在门前，耶稣治好了许多害各样病的人，又赶出许多鬼，不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。
In Mark 1:32, starting in verse 32, that evening at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons, and the whole city was gathered at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him.
还在第一章第三十九节，我们这里读到，于是，在加利利全地进了会堂。他传道赶鬼。
And continuing in chapter 1 and verse 39, he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons.
到了第二章，我们读到耶稣他治好了一个瘫痪的病人。
And in Mark chapter 2, we see that Jesus also healed a paralytic.
不过当时有文士在那里，他们只不过在心里面，是在反对耶稣所做的，不过是在心里反对。
And there were also scribes there, but who were in their hearts rejecting what Jesus was doing.
我们看第二章第六节。
We see in chapter 2, verse 6.
有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说，这个人为什么这样说呢？他说健忘的话了，除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？
In Mark 2:6, he says, Now some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, Why does this man speak like that? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?
到了第十六节的时候，法利赛人开始公开的反对耶稣基督，不过却是针对他的门徒而已。
And in verse 16 of chapter 2, we see that the Pharisees began to openly question Jesus, but only to his disciples at that point.
第十六节，法利赛人中的文士看见耶稣和罪人并税吏一同吃饭，就对他的门徒说：“他和税吏并罪人一同吃喝吗？”
And in verse 16 of Mark 2, it says, "And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, 'Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?'"
第十八节，你的门徒倒不进食，这是为什么呢？
And in verse 18, it says, why did John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees, but your disciples did not fast?
还有第二十四节，他们是在指责耶稣的门徒，看哪，他们在安息日为什么做不可做的事。
And in verse 24, pointing at his disciples, he said, look why they are doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath.
所以首先法利赛人是在心里反对耶稣基督所做的，然后他们公开的指责耶稣的门徒。
So we see first that the Pharisees were questioning Jesus in their hearts and then they did so openly.
不过到了第三章，他们就开始想要控告耶稣，第二节。
And in chapter 3,They began to openly accuse him. They began to plot to accuse him.
第三章第二节，众人窥探耶稣在安息日医治不医治，意思是要控告耶稣。
And in Mark 3:2 it says, and they watched Jesus to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him.
直到第六节的时候总结起来，他们开始要计划杀死耶稣。
And by chapter 6 they were plotting on how that they would kill him.
第三章第六节这里说，法利赛人出去同西律党的人商议怎样可以除灭耶稣。
And in 3:6 the Pharisees went out immediately, held counsel with the Herodians against him on how to destroy him.
耶稣因为知道这些法利赛人计划串谋要杀死他，所以他就退到海边去。第七节告诉我们。
And we see that because Jesus knew these things, that he withdrew to the seaside.
不过他去到哪，这些法利赛人跟文士就跟到哪，因为他们想要找借口要控告他。
And wherever Jesus went, the Pharisees followed him, for they were looking for a reason to accuse him.
上一次我们就看见了，当他们不可以推诿耶稣医病赶鬼的时候，他们竟然控告耶稣是靠着撒旦的这个权力来赶鬼。
And we see last time when they could not accuse him of breaking the law, they accused him of being affiliated with Satan.
因为他们都看见了耶稣行神迹，所以他们不能够抵赖这个事实。
Because they all saw the miracles of Jesus, they could not deny his power.
不过他们却不断地说他是靠着撒旦的权柄赶鬼。
But they were constantly saying that he was relying on the power of Satan.
上次我们提到三章三十节那里所用的是一种未完成式的 imperfect tense。
And last time we see that in Mark 3:30 that they were used that the verb tense there is imperfect.
他们不断地在说他是被巫鬼附着的。
And they were saying that he has an unclean spirit.
虽然耶稣已经证明了他是神的儿子，他通过了所有的神迹等等，证明了他是神的儿子。不过这一些以色列人却继续的拒绝他。
Although Christ had already fulfilled all the prophecies pointing out to the fact that he was the Messiah.
所以就在这种背景，我们来到了马可福音第四章。
And in context of this background, this is where we come to Mark chapter 4.
因为这些以色列人他们不断地刚硬自己的心，所以耶稣开始用比喻来讲道。
And because the Israelites were hardening their hearts, this is why Christ began to speak in parables.
马可福音第四章第一节，我们从第一节先读到第九节。
And we'll be rereading Mark 4:1-9.
耶稣又在海边教训人，有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船坐下。船在海里，众人都靠近海，站在岸上。耶稣就用比喻教训他们许多道理，在教训之间对他们说，你们听啊，有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了；有落在土浅石头地上的，土既不深，发苗最快，热头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了；有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了，就不结实；又有落在好土里的，就发生长大，结实有30倍，有60倍，有100倍的。又说，有耳可听的就应当听。
Mark 4:1-9 Again he began to teach beside the sea, and a very large crowd gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it in the sea. And the whole crowd was beside him on the, beside the sea on the land. And he was teaching them many things in the parables. In his teaching he said to them, Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some of the seed fell along the path, and the birds came along and devoured it. Other seed fell on a rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and immediately sprung up, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorn grew up and choked it, and yielded no grain. And other seed fell on good soil, and produced grain, growing up and increasing, and yielding 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he said, He who has ears, let him hear.
所以这段经文给我们今天的信息，第一点就是比喻的宣讲。
And the first point that this parable gives us is the preaching of the parable.
我们记得在前两次的信息已经看见了有许多的人来到耶稣那里，他无论去到哪，这一些人就跟到哪。
In the last two messages we saw that no matter where Jesus went, there were many people who followed him.
这些人跟着耶稣是为了要得到自己的利益，他们为的是要得医治，或者身上的这个被鬼附的要把鬼给赶走。
And we see these people were following Jesus for their own benefit, either for healing or for casting out of demons.
他们不管耶稣到底发生什么事，甚至是有这个残踏的事件能够把耶稣给踩死或者压死，他们也不管。
And they did not really care for the well-being of Christ. If they stepped on him or anything, they were only there for their own benefit.
因为第七节，第三章第七节那里告诉我们，有很多的人跟着他。第九节也告诉我们，他因为人多，就吩咐门徒叫一只小船伺候着，免得众人拥挤他或者压死他。
And in Mark 3:7 it says that a great crowd followed him. And in verse 9 it says he told his disciples to have a boat ready for him for the crowd lest they crush him.
所以有许多的人来到这里，你推我挤的，甚至有这个可能将耶稣基督给压死。
And there were so many people that were pushing and shoving that there was a quite reality that Christ would have been crushed.
来到了第四章，在英文里是比较清楚，这一次有其实更加大的一组人来 ，a very large crowd。不过在中文里面只是讲许多人，其实是比上次更多。
And it's quite clear in verse 1 where it says, and a very large crowd gathered about him, larger than previous.
所以因为这一次所聚集的人比上次更加的多，这一次耶稣真正的在船上去了，因为这些人真的可以把他给压死。
And because the crowd was larger this time, Christ went into the boat because they really could have crushed him.
上一次在第三章的时候只是预备好那一条船，不过他这一次真的上了去，我们可以想象到当时的这一个情况真的是你推我挤，非常的这个混乱。
So we see last time in chapter 3 that they merely prepared the boat, but this time he actually went in and the people who were pushing and shoving really could have pushed into him.
我们不要忘记耶稣其实是有这个能力将这些人给全部击倒。
We should not forget that Christ has the ability to knock down these people.
因为在哥西马尼园，当士兵来抓耶稣的时候，他只需要说一句我就是，他们就退后都倒在地上。
If we recall in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he said, I am he, and they all fell to the ground.
所以耶稣有这个能力将这些许许多多聚集的人都给击倒，却不杀死他们。
And so Christ has the ability to knock down all these people without killing them.
换一个角度，耶稣也可以穿过这些人给逃跑了。
And to look at it from a different perspective, Christ could have passed through all these people.
因为在约翰福音第八章第五十九节，有人要用石头打他，耶稣却躲藏从殿去了。
And we see in John chapter 8:59, it says that there were people who were looking to stone him, but Jesus was able to pass through them and hid himself in the temple.
还有约翰福音第十章三十九节，他们又要拿他，他却逃出他们的手走了。
And we see again in John 10:38 that there were people who were seeking to arrest him, but yet he was able to pass through them again.
所以这两段经文都告诉我们，当众人聚集的时候，耶稣有这个能力，首先击倒他们，或者是穿过他们自己走掉。
And so when we see that there's a large crowd, Christ had the ability to either knock them down or to seamlessly pass through them.
不过因为耶稣对这些人有怜悯，所以他没有拒绝他们，也没有将他们击倒，自己也没有走掉，他还是继续的跟他们传道。
And because Christ had compassion on these people, he did not knock them down, he did not pass through them, but he continued to preach the gospel to them.
当有机会的时候，耶稣基督总是会向众人传道，无论他们来是否愿意听，还是来只是要得医治，耶稣还是会对他们传道。
And whenever he had the opportunity, Christ shared the gospel, whether they came to hear or purely just for healings.
只不过这一次耶稣开口是用比喻来跟他们讲道。
But this time we see that Christ is using parables to speak to them.
这个比喻，圣经里面所讲的这个比喻就是一种属世的故事，不过却带有一种属天或者属灵的意义。
And when we speak of parables in the Bible, it is something with a story with an earthly message, but a spiritual meaning.
所以耶稣在这里他所用的这个比喻对以色列人来说是非常熟悉的，因为许许多多的以色列人都是这个农夫。
And as he uses this parable, it should be something that's fairly familiar to the Israelites, as many of them were farmers.
他们身为农夫的时候，一贯的做法就是他们撒种的时候会用手拿起，就是满满的一手的这个种就这样撒出去。
And so as farmers, they would be familiar with taking a handful of seeds and sowing them.
所以当这个农夫在这个行人道上走的时候，他不断走就不断的撒这个种。
And so as the farmer would walk, he would take a hand and sow as he went.
所以当他这样撒的时候，难免会有一些种子就掉在他所行走上的这个人行道。
And as he sowed, obviously some of the seeds would fall along the path that he himself was walking.
这个行人道没有被耕过，是每天都有人行走的，因为每天不断的有人行走，就将这个土给踩到非常的扎实，而且是没有空位的。
And so this path is a path that people would walk on daily, and so it would become compressed under the weight of many people walking on it.
所以这一个行人道的土没有空位，当这个种子掉在上面的时候。 他们没有掉进空位里，是掉在这个行人道上。
And so as this the path had not been tilled, there would be no area for the seed to fall into.
所以当这些种子掉在这个行人道上的时候，这些以色列人也经常会看见有小鸟会飞来将这个种子吃掉。
And as the seed fell along the path, the Israelites would be fairly familiar with the concept of birds coming up and picking them up.
我们也读到这里有这个土浅的石头地，第五节。
And in chapter 5, we also read of the rocky ground.
在以色列地那里有许许多多的这个地，其实是有土，不过下面却是有很多石头的，一层一层的石头。
And in Israel, there would be soil which had many layers of rock underneath it.
当这个 种子掉在这些土浅的地方，他们没有办法将这个根深入的生进去土里面，因为下面就是一层石头。And
when these seeds fell on the rocky ground, they had no way of taking root because there was rock immediately under the soil.
所以这一些种子只有能够往一个方向长，就是朝上长。And
so there's only one direction in which the plant could go, and that's
其实，如果你有一些稍微对这个耕种有一些认识的话，你会知道，如果植物要成长，是必须要有阳光的。And
so, if you're familiar with the concept of planting, you would know that plants need sunlight to grow.
不只是需要阳光，也需要水分。And
not only sunlight, but also water.
不过，这个土浅的石头地，因为那一个种子。 发苗的时候没有很深的根，所以就不能够将水分吸取起来。And
for the seed that fell on the rocky soil, because they were not able to take root after they germinated, they could not take in the water.
所以当有阳光的时候，它们不够水分就枯干了。And
when the sun came out, because they did not have enough moisture, they would wither.
然后就有第三个就是荆棘。
And the last one is the third one is the thorn.
如果你也是有栽种的话，你会发现那些野草或者你所不要种的长得最快。And
if you've planted plants before, you'll notice that weeds are often the ones that grow fastest.
你所要种的那一个长得是最慢的。And
the plant which you are trying to grow grows the slowest.
所以当这种野草经济长得比这个 真正的植物更快的时候，他们就会跟这个植物抢夺这个所需要的营养或者水分。And
when the weeds and thistles grow, you'll see that they will compete with your plant for nutrition.
而且它也会把这个阳光给遮盖起来，这样没有营养、没有阳光，这个种子就死了。And
they will also provide shade and covering for the plant. So without nutrition and without sunlight, that they will also wither.
当我们来到这个好土的时候，我们发现首先好土被耕过。When
we come to the good soil, we find that it has been tilled.
所以当耕过的土就有非常松软、非常多的这个空间。当这个种子掉在上面的时候，它就会掉入这个空间里面。
And so when we come to the good soil, we see that it's been tilled, it's soft, and there has been a path laid out for it. So when the seed falls in, it will go into the soil.
当种子掉入了这个空间里面，小鸟就吃不到。
And when it falls in, then it will not be able to be eaten by the birds.
第二，因为下面没有一层一层的石头，这一个种子掉到好土的时候，就能够将这个根深深的伸进去。
And because there is no rock beneath the soil, that when the seed falls in, that it will actually be able to take root.
还有第三，这个好土耕过的时候也没有了这些荆棘野草，所以就没有这些荆棘野草跟这个种子抢夺这个营养。
And because the soil has been tilled, that there will also not be weeds, and this was competing for the nutrients of the plant.
所以当有阳光、有营养、有水分的时候，这一个种子在好土里的种子就成长了，而且长了之后还有结果子。
And so now when we see the combination of having sunlight, nutrients, and water, the plant will be able to grow and bear fruit.
耶稣过后会给我们这一个比喻真正的属灵意义，所以我们现在不需要去看。
So Jesus will give us the spiritual meaning in a bit, so we don't have to cover it at this point.
我们来到第二点，就是比喻的用意。
And so the second point is the purpose of the parable.
为什么耶稣讲比喻呢？
Why did Jesus use parables?
我们来看第十节到第十三节。
Let's look at verse 10 to 13.
无人的时候，跟随耶稣的人和十二个门徒问他这比喻的意思。耶稣对他们说，神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，若是对外人讲，凡事就用比喻，叫他们看是看见，却不晓得，听是听见，却不明白，恐怕他们回转过来，就得赦免。又对他们说，你们不明白这比喻吗？这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？
In verse 10 he said, And when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. And he said to them, To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God, but for those outside everything is a parable, so that they may indeed see but not perceive, and may indeed hear but not understand, lest they should turn and be forgiven. And he said to them, Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables?
马可福音第四章十节这里讲得很清楚，除了十二个使徒之外，其实还有其他的门徒。
And so Mark 4:10 clearly states that other than the 12, that there are other disciples here.
因为这里有跟随耶稣的人和十二个门徒。
And because here it says there are those around him with the 12.
当然，除了犹大之外，不是真正的信徒，我们知道其他的都能够算是真信徒。
And as we know, with the exception of Judas, that the others were true believers.
所以在这里，耶稣跟他们说，神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，而对其他外人却是叫他们看是看见，却不晓得等等的。这个是来自以赛亚书第六章，耶稣引用以赛亚书第六章。
And so we see here, as he said to the disciples, to you has been given the secret of the kingdom, but for those everything is a parable, and as we see, the section is quoted from Isaiah 6:9.
以赛亚书第六章九到十节，神说：“你就是以赛亚，去告诉这百姓以色列人说，你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。要使这百姓心蒙脂油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见。”心里明白，回转过来变得医治。
And he spoke to Isaiah saying, and he said, Go and say to this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand, keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull, and their ears heavy and blind, and lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and turn and be healed.
这一句话其实是以赛亚在以色列还未被掳之前，神差以赛亚去对以色列讲的话。
And this was the word that God gave to Isaiah before the nation turned.
当这个以色列人他们刚硬着自己的心，不肯听神的话，不肯悔改的时候，神就差以赛亚去告诉他们这一段话。
And when they had hardened their heart before they had turned, this is the word that God had given Isaiah to speak to the Israelites.
这是就是代表着神对以色列人的审判。
And this represents the judgment that God gave to Israel.
因为他们首先不肯听神的话，所以后来神就审判他们，让他们听也不能够明白。
And so this is the judgment because they turned their hearts, that they would actually hear and not be able to understand.
对于不信主的人来说，我们知道所有不信主的都在撒旦的权柄底下。
For us who believe, we know that those who do not are under the control of Satan.
约翰一书五章十九节的下半段告诉我们，全世界都握在那恶者手下。
And 1 John 5:19, the second half tells us that the whole world lies under the power of the evil one.
就因为这样的原因，所以那些不信主的，他们其实根本不能够明白神的话。
And it is because of this that those who do not believe do not have the ability to understand.
因为他们都是完全堕落的，所以完全堕落的罪人不能够明白属灵的事情。
And because they are fallen, they have no ability to understand spiritual things.
哥林多前书二章十四节告诉我们，属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
1 Corinthians 2:14 tells us that the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned.
还有哥林多后书四章四节也告诉我们，不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。
2 Corinthians 4:4 tells us, in their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
所以首先完全堕落的罪人不可能明白神的话。
So firstly, fallen people cannot understand the word of God.
不过我们不要忘记，耶稣是比撒旦更强壮的。
We should not forget that God is stronger than Satan.
因为耶稣他有能力从撒旦的手中抢夺回这些罪人的灵魂。
Because Jesus has the ability to capture back these people from Satan.
我们两个星期前看到马可福音第三章那里就知道了，耶稣讲了这样一个比喻，三章二十七节。
And a couple of weeks previously, we saw in Mark 3:27 that there was an illustration of this.
耶稣说，没有人能进壮士家里抢夺他的家具，必先捆住那壮士，才可以抢夺他的家。
Mark 3:27, we see that. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his good, unless he first binds a strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house.
上次的信息我们已经讲解过，这个比喻里的壮士其实就是撒旦，他的家的家具就是这些无助的人的灵魂。
And as we spoke about last time, the strong man is Satan, and his goods are the souls.
可是有一个人可以比这一个壮士更强壮，他能够将这个壮士给捆住，这个就是耶稣。耶稣比撒旦更强，他能够把撒旦给捆住。
And there is a person who is stronger than Satan, that is Christ, and he is able to bind him and take away the half the souls from him.
所以当耶稣把撒旦给捆住的时候，他就能够从撒旦的手中将这些灵魂给拯救过来。
And so when Jesus binds him, then he is able to take these souls back from him.
可是耶稣为什么不这么做呢？
But why does Jesus not do this?
在我们还未指责耶稣的时候，我们要记得刚才已经从第一章到第三章，我们略略的看过，耶稣不断的传道，不断的传道，不断的医病赶鬼，可是这些人却不信他的话。
Before we make accusations of Christ, we should be reminded that as we've gone through chapters 1 to 3, that we see Christ constantly healing and casting out demons, yet people were not receptive.
这些人他们不信耶稣的话，他们不肯认罪悔改，他们来到耶稣的面前只是为了得到自己的好处。
And these people, they did not recognize Christ, did not repent of their sins. They were only coming for their own benefit.
就算是将他压死，他们也不管。
And even if they had crushed him, they did not care.
文士就亵渎圣灵。
And the scribes made accusations of this.
还有法利赛人计划要毁灭他。
And the Pharisees plotted on how to destroy Jesus.
所以因着他们刚硬的心，耶稣现在就开始用比喻对他们讲话，这个是一种审判的标志。
And because of the hardness of their hearts, Christ began to speak to them in parables as a type of judgment.
因为耶稣讲得很清楚，在第十一节这里说， 神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，你们就是神的选民。
And in verse 11, he said very clearly that to you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God, and these are to those who believe.
这些神的选民就能够听神的话，而且明白。那一些不断拒绝神的话，无论怎么讲，他们都不肯接受的人，就会得到审判。
And so these are the elect of God, but for those who are not, no matter what you do, that they will not receive.
因为他们不断地拒绝神的话，所以现在这个初步的审判就是他们不能够再明白神的话了。我们要记得，罪人必须要为自己的罪负责任。
We must remember that the sinners must make account for their own sin.
出埃及记二十章七节，神说：“不可妄称耶和华你神的名，因为妄称耶和华名的，耶和华必不以他为无罪。”
Exodus 27 says that you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain.
拿鸿书一章三节，耶和华不轻易发怒，大有能力，万不以有罪的为无罪。
Nahum 1:3 says that the Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and the Lord will by no means clear the guilty.
所以这些法利赛人是因着自己的选择，他们选择不断地拒绝耶稣基督的话，所以现在就受审判了。
And these Pharisees, by their continuous choice to reject the word of God, receive this judgment.
有许许多多的人来到教会，他们有些时候会埋怨，他们听不懂这个讲道到底在讲什么。
And many people will come and listen to sermons and say that they do not understand what the message is about.
他们说只要听到这个传道人讲一些精彩有趣的故事，他们就觉得比较好。
And they'll say that when they're able to hear interesting stories from the preacher, that's a good thing.
不过如果这个讲到罪或者悔改的时候，他们会说听这种这样的讲道非常的灰心，而且会让人的自尊心下降了。
And if they hear messages about sin and repentance, that they'll say it's depressing.
或者你讲到地狱还有神的这个怒气的时候，他们就说你们没有爱心。
And if they talk about sin or hell or punishment, that they'll say that there is no love or compassion.
如果我们讲到这个同性恋是不对的，或者自负福音都是不对的，他们就说我们论断，我们缺乏容忍。
And if we say that homosexuality is wrong and that prosperity gospel is wrong, that we are too narrow-minded.
或者我们讲到你要顺服神的话，你要在教会里面侍奉，他们就会说你们是律法主义。
And if we say that we should obey the word of God and that we should serve, that we would say that too legalistic.
这些听起来都很熟悉，不是吗？
And these are things that we often hear and familiar with.
总结的来说，就是当你讲圣经的话的时候，他们就会用许许多多的借口来拒绝。
In summary, you can basically say that whenever you preach the word of God, that there will be an excuse.
不过当这个传道人讲精彩故事的时候，他们听起来就觉得非常的引人入胜。
And when they hear interesting stories from the preacher, that they'll say that is an engaging preacher.
不过你要知道，当耶稣开始讲故事的时候，其实是审判的标志。
And we have to realize that when Jesus began to speak in parables, that it was a judgment.
因为这些人不断地拒绝神的话，所以他现在开始讲故事，他讲的故事其实就是审判。
But it was because of their continuous rejection that as Jesus moved to these parables, that it was indeed a judgment.
你今天来到教会是为了要达到自己的需要吗？
Have you come today for your own benefit?
或者你不能够明白神的话，当你读圣经的时候你不明白，或者你听信息的时候你也不明白。
Or is it that when you hear the message or even when you look at the word of God yourself that you don't understand what it says?
你要审查自己，看一下是否自己有拒绝神的话。
Should examine yourself to see where you are spiritual.
因为如果你拒绝神的话，你现在就面临着神审判的危机。
Because if you reject the word of God, you will receive the judgment.
如果你觉得听到是非常乏味，而且很难明白，你要的是故事的话，你要小心。
If you listen to the message and feel that it's very troublesome and difficult to understand, then you may receive the judgment of God.
因为当你开始向神要求讲故事的时候，如果神答应你的要求，其实神是在答应你要求审判你。
And if your request is to hear more stories, God may answer your request, and that may be in the form of judgment.
我们就现在来到第三点，我们就看到这个比喻的重点。
We come to the third point, which is the point of the parable.
让我们看第十四节。
Verse 14.
撒种之人所撒的就是道，那撒在路旁的就是人听了道，撒旦立刻来把撒在他心里的道夺去了，那撒在石头地上的就是人听了道立刻欢喜领受，但他心里没有根，不过是暂时的，极致为道遭了患难或是受了逼迫立刻就跌倒了。还有那撒在荆棘里的就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑和别样的私欲进来，把道挤住了，就不能结实。那撒在好土好地上的就是人听到又领受，并且结实，又有三十倍的，有六十倍的，有一百倍的。
The sower sows the word, and there and these are the ones along the path where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown to them. These are the ones who are sown on the rocky ground. The ones when they hear immediately receive it with joy, and they have no root in themselves, but endure for a while. Then, when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. And the others are the ones that are sown among the thorns. They are those who hear the word, but the cares of the world and deceitfulness of riches and desires of other things enter in and choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. But those that are sown on the good soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit, 30 and 60 and 100-fold.
我们在解释比喻的时候，必须要注意一些解经的原则。
As we look to explain parables, we seek to understand some hermeneutical principles.
在解释比喻的时候，这个解经的原则就是比喻只有一个重点。
As we explain parables, the hermeneutical rule is that there is one point to the parable, one main point to the parable.
不过在这一个重点的之下可能会有一些小点，不过这些小点是要支持这个重点的这个概念。
And as we seek to understand the main point, there may be sub-points, but they should be supporting the main point.
如果有太多独立的这些属灵的这个功课，每一个细节你都能够看出一个属灵的功课，这样的话就错误了。
If there are too many spiritual points among the sub-points, that would be an error.
因为只有一个重点，现在这一个比喻的重点是什么呢？
Since there is only one main point, what is the main point of this parable?
这个比喻的重点，这个撒种比喻的重点，就是当真信徒他们真正的接受神的话的时候，在属灵上会成长，就算是有试炼或者是有逼迫，他们还是能够结果子，因为果子就是他们这一个成长的凭据。
And so the main point is that when the seed is sown, that the believers will take the word fully and accept it, and despite the trials and tribulations, that they will continue to bear fruit.
耶稣跟门徒说，这一个种子就是道，就是神的话。
And Jesus said that the seed is the word.
所以撒种就是传道。
And sowing is evangelism.
Preaching. 所以当这个神的话被传到这些应着心的人的身上的时候，这一个就代表就是用那个人行道来代表这个应心的人。
And so when the seed is sown onto the path, it is representative of being sown into the hardened hearts.
因为这个行人道每天给人的脚给踩的，所以将这个泥土给踩到非常的结实，这个就代表着人的心是非常刚硬。当这个人的心刚硬的时候，种子掉到上面，就是说它没有进入这个人的心。
And so the path is represented by people walking on it constantly day by day and getting compressed and it becoming hard. And so that when the seed falls, it does not enter into the soil.
所以当神的话传到这些硬心的人身上的时候，他们的心刚硬，神的话没有进入心里，撒旦就来把这个话给抢夺了。
And because of the hardness of their hearts, because the seed does not enter, that's when Satan comes and snatches it away.
所以神的话根本没有进入这个刚硬心的人。
And so the word of God does not even enter into the heart of these people.
这个土浅石头地就代表那一些接受神的话好像真正接受而且初步有一些成长的这个象征。
And so we, and when we talk about the rocky ground, there's the people who seem to receive the word, and there is at first some growth.
不过虽然他们起初有一些成长，不过却不是真正的信徒。
And even though they have growth, they are not true believers.
有许多的人今天也是来到教会，开始的时候他们口称自己是信耶稣的。
And many people, when they come to church, they profess that they are believers.
不过当他们的信心受到试炼的时候，当生命里遇到苦难或者逼迫的时候，他们很快的就拒绝耶稣了。
And when they face trials and tribulations in their lives,They very quickly reject Christ.
这些就好像当时的许多人一样，他们来到耶稣的面前，为的只是要得医治，他们要的是自己的好处。
And it's like the people who came to Christ purely for their own benefit for healing.
今天也是有许多的人来到基督的面前，为的是要得到非常多的钱财，或者得到医治等等的。
And even today, we see people who come to Christ for prosperity or for healing.
他们根本没有兴趣要为耶稣而受苦，没有兴趣为福音而受苦。
And they have no interest in suffering for Christ or for the gospel.
如果是受到逼迫，或者他们得不到所要的医治、钱财，他们很快就拒绝耶稣了。
Or if they face suffering or persecution that they quick or they don't get what they want, they very quickly reject Christ.
第三种就是那个撒在荆棘里的。
And the third type is the one that falls among the thorns.
这些荆棘就代表了世上这些非常有些好的世上好的事物，比如钱财或者是其他的私欲，这个不是逼迫。
And these thorns represent things that they may be good in your life, money and possessions.
他们不是逼迫，不是试炼。
And they're not temptations.
不过这些人就是这第三种人，因为贪爱这个世界的好处，这个世界的那些引诱、好事物等等的，他们也后来拒绝了耶稣。
But because these people lust and seek after these things like money and possessions, they become temptations to them.
圣经告诉我们在约翰一书二章十五节，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
1 John 2:15 says to us, Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, and the desires of the eyes, and the pride of life,is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away and along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever.
所以我们看见的第一种人是完全拒绝神的话，这个非常清楚，不是信徒。
So we see the first type of people reject God, and they're obviously not believers.
不过第二跟第三种却是非常的这个让有些人会觉得非常的模糊，不知道到底是信主的还是不信主的。
And the second and third type of people, it leaves people a bit confused in understanding whether these people are believers or not.
因为他们听了道欢喜领受，而且有成长。
And because they received the word and they were excited and.
不过你千万不要误解了，因为只是接受这个道，起初开始有成长，根本就不是真信徒的这一个标志。
But don't be confused. only if you receive the word and begin to show growth, that does not mean that you're a believer.
因为真正的信徒的标志就是要结果子。
Because the measure of a believer is that they actually bear fruit.
当一个农夫去栽种的时候，他所要的不只是那一个植物成长，他所要的就是成长后所得的果子。
And as a farmer goes out to harvest, he doesn't want to see that the crop has only grown, but that it's actually borne fruit.
所以这些起初欢喜领受神的话，却后来跌倒了，或者是不结实的，这些不是真的信徒。
But those who began and received it with joy in the beginning, but did not grow and did not bear fruit, those were the ones who are not true believers.
约翰一书二章十九节说，有一些人从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的，若是属我们的，就必仍旧与我们同在，他们出去显明都不是属我们的。
1 John 2:19 tells us that they went out of us, but they were not of, they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that it might become plain that they were not of us.
这些就是起初口称信主的，来到教会与教会真信徒在一起，不过因着逼迫或者因着爱这个世界，他们就出去了，他们出去显明都不是属我们的。
And these are those who came to the church professing that they were believers, but faced tribulations or the lust of the world and left in order to show that they were not of us.
真正得救的凭据是要结果子，而不是成长而已。
And those who are truly believers will not only grow but also bear fruit.
我们就在好土里，这个好地上看见了，这个好土或者好地就代表了真正的信徒，他们接受神的话进他们心里面。
And so we see here from the good soil that these are the true believers, the ones who truly accept the word of God into their hearts.
而且不只是接受在心里面，因为他们的心是就好像好土一样，这个神的话就能够在他们的心里面深深的扎根。
And we see here that, like the good soil, that not only is the word of God able to implant in their hearts, but it is able to keep deep root.
而且真正的信徒能够胜过所有的这一个试炼。
And so true believers are able to persevere through persecution.
因为这个比喻里的这个阳光就代表着试炼或者是逼迫。
And so we see here that the sunlight here represents the tribulation and persecution.
这个阳光就将这个假信徒给显现出来，真信徒能够继续的持续下去。
And the sunlight is able to show to those who are not believers the perseverance of the believers.
而且这个真的信徒也能够胜过试探。
And the real believers are able to pass through the trials.
试探 temptation.
Temptation.
所以不只是有试炼，而且有试探。试炼跟试探是不一样的。
And so not only are there trials but also temptations, and there's a difference.
最后这一些真的信徒会结果子，证明他们是真信徒。
And so, in the end, the true believers will bear fruit, showing that they are true believers.
你记得我刚才说解这个比喻的时候，只有一个的解经原则就是只有一个重点。
And if you remember earlier, we said that the parable only has one main point.
而且如果有什么小点的话，这些小点是要支持这一个重点的。
The sub points should go to support the main point.
我们现在发现这个真信徒要过一些时间之后才结果子。
And we see that true believers will need to stand the test of time in order to show that they bear fruit.
这里的这个时间所需要花的时间，其实是代表着真的信徒会坚持到底。
And this time that passes shows that the true believers will persevere to the end.
因为圣灵的帮助，而且神的话在他们心里面扎根，他们能够坚持，能够胜过这些逼迫，胜过试探，而且能够结果子。
And it is through the aid of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God that the true believers are able to go through the trials and temptations.
如果有人看这一个比喻，他有些人就误解了，他说：“哦，我现在还没有结果子，因为我还没有成熟，或者我还没有结果子，因为我还在成长。”这个是错误的。
And some people might be confused at looking at this parable, saying that I'm not mature enough because I've not borne fruit yet.
或者是他说我现在还没有结果，只是因为我还在成长，所以我没有结果，这个是错误的。
Or they might say that they have not borne fruit yet because they're still growing and this is not being accurate.
因为这里所讲的是真信徒会坚持到底。
Because here it says that the true believer will persevere to the end.
所以今天我们就要像这一个比喻学习，我们要像这一个好土一样，是被耕过的好土，就是松软的，代表我们的心也是要非常的松软，要接受神的话。
And so today we must learn from the parable that we should be like the good soil that is tilled and become soft and receptive to the word of God.
希伯来书4:7告诉我们，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬这心。
Hebrews 4:7 tells us, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart.
而且我们也要记得，这个阳光是其实是必要的，因为如果这个植物需要成长，需要有阳光。
And we should also remember that the sunlight is necessary for our growth.
这个阳光在比喻里就是以代表着信徒或者每个人所面对的这个苦难或者逼迫。
And we remember in the parable that the sunlight is representative of the trials and tribulations that each believer must go through.
耶稣没有说你要把这一个阳光给遮住。
Christ did not say that you should cover up the sunlight.
因为其实那一些土浅的那一个种子，为什么会枯干呢？ 不是阳光的问题，而是缺乏水分的问题。
And we see that those who are on the rocky ground, it is not the fault of the sunlight that they did not prevail, but it's because that they lacked water that they did not grow.
为什么缺乏水分呢？ 因为神的话没有在他们心里面扎根。
And why did they lack water? Because the word of God was not rooted in their hearts.
真正的信徒会面对苦难，而且会胜过。
And true believers will face tribulations, and they will overcome it.
不过他们需要靠着神的话在心里面扎根，才能够胜过这个世界的苦难。
But they need to rely on the word of God, which is planted in their hearts, to prevail.
神的旨意不是让信徒都能够一帆风顺。
God's will is not to have everything go perfectly in the believer's life.
因为提摩太后书3:10告诉我们，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
And 2 Timothy 3:12 tells us that indeed all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
还有约翰福音15:20节，耶稣也说，他们若逼迫了我，也要逼迫你们。
And in John 15:20, it says, if they persecuted me, they will also persecute you.
耶稣也在第16:33节说，在这世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。John
16:33 says, in this world you have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
所以这个阳光就代表着世界给我们带来的这个苦难还有逼迫等等。
And so the sunlight represents the tribulation and the persecution the world brings.
如果我们祷告神将这些苦难或者试炼给拿走的话，这个不是按着神的旨意祷告。
And if we pray that God takes away these trials and tribulations, it may not be according to the will of God.
因为神的旨意是要我们为他而受苦。
Because the will of God is for us to suffer for him.
我们的祷告应该像大卫一样。 诗人大卫就在诗篇那里祷告：“耶和华，求你查看我，试炼我，熬炼我的肺腑心肠。”
And our prayer should be as David, as he says in Psalm, "Search me, O God, and know my heart; try me, and know my thoughts."
还有在这个诗篇139篇那里，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心意，试炼我，知道我的意念。
And as he says in Psalm 39, it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart."
所以大卫的祷告是神啊，熬炼我，试炼我。
And David's prayer is to test my heart and to know my mind.
而不是将我的生命里的这些试炼给拿走。
Is not to take away the tribulations of his life.
是的，神甚至在撒迦利亚13:9这么说，他会使这1/3，就是他的选民，精火熬炼他们，如熬炼银子，试炼他们，如试炼金子。
And in Zechariah 39, God talks about his his believers. He says, I will put this third into the fire and refine them as one refines silver and test them as gold is tested.
结果就是神的选民必求告我的名，我必应允他们，我要说这是我的子民，他们也要说耶和华是我们的神。
And it says, then those who call upon his name, I will answer them, and I will say to them, these, they are my people, and they will say, the Lord is my God.
所以当试炼或者是逼迫来到信徒的生命当中，这个是神给信徒的试炼。
And when we see that trials and persecutions come to the life of the believer, that this is from God.
而且真信徒如果要在神的话里好好的成长，而且结果子的时候，另外一件所需要做的就是要将他们生命里的这一些试探给清除掉。
And so when we look at the life of a believer, the other thing that must happen is that the temptations must be removed.
记得刚才我说试炼跟试探是不一样的。
As we mentioned earlier, trials and temptations are different.
试炼就是这个比喻里的阳光，试探就是比喻里的荆棘。
And so the tribulations in here in the parable is the sunlight, and the trial, the temptations are the thorns.
我们必须要将这个生命里的这些荆棘，就是这些试探给拿走，这样的话我们才能够好好的成长。
And so we must remove the thorns in order to be able to grow.
试炼跟试探有什么不一样呢？
So what is the difference between trials and temptations?
试炼是从神那里来的，因为神要熬炼信徒。
And the trials are from God because he wants to grow us.
不过试探却不是从神那里来的。
The temptations are not from God.
雅各书一章十三节，人被试探不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
James 1:13 says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, but he himself tempted.
所以试探不是从神那里来的，试炼才是从神那里来的。
So temptation is not from God, trials are from God.
雅各书一章十四节就告诉我们，但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既成长，就生出死来。
So we see in James it says, but each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desires. Then desire, when he has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin is fully grown, brings forth death.
我们要向大卫学习。
We should learn from David.
因为当神给他一个试炼，就是扫罗要杀死大卫的时候，这个试炼没有将大卫击倒，而使大卫更加的亲近神，神就将大卫立为王。
And when God put a trial into David's life of having King Saul trying to kill him, he did not fall to that, and he actually drew nearer to God.
因为他亲近神，神就立他为王。
And because he drew near to God, that's how he became king.
不过上个星期我们的长老在这里讲到拔示巴与大卫所犯的罪。
And yet, as we, from last week, we remember the sin of David with Bathsheba.
当拔示巴就是变成了一个试探，在大卫的生命里成了一个试探，大卫没有逃离这个试探，他就犯了罪，被神处罚了。
And Bathsheba became a temptation in David's life, and he did not flee from this, and it became a sin.
在我们的生命里，所有的事物都能够成为试探。
And in our life, all types of things can become temptation.
无论是钱财，或者是电影，或者是运动，或者是这个爱好，你的手机、互联网，甚至是报纸，而且是这个电玩。娱乐等等的一切都能够成为一种试探。
And many things, whether it be money or video games, movies, your cell phone, your work, anything can fall into becoming a temptation.
如果你对自己是老师的话，你会知道自己在哪一方面容易被试探，你就必须要逃离。
And if you're truthful to yourself, you will know what things will become a temptation to you and flee from these things.
哥林多前书十章十三节，你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的，在受试探的时候总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with temptation, he will also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it.
所以当我们要证明我们是真信徒的时候, 首先我们的心必须要柔软接受神的话。
So when we want to prove out that we are believers, that we must make our hearts soft and receptive to the word of God.
当我们接受神的话, 让神的话在我们心里面扎根的时候, 我们就会能够胜过这些试探, 还有试炼。
And so when we allow the word of God to take root into our hearts, then we will be able to overcome the trials and temptations.
这个成长最终就会结果实。
And this growth will result in bearing.
果实就是我们真正得救的凭据。
And the fruit is the true measure of our salvation.
雅各书二章十七节还有十八节，雅各说：“我借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。”
In James chapter 2:17 and 18, it says, "And I will show you my faith by my works."
所以真正的信徒会有果子，这个果子就在他的行为上看得见。
And so true believers will bear fruit, and this will be shown in their life.
在这一个比喻里面，这个结果的有30倍，有60倍，有100倍，也就是说，神不会让我们彼此的比较，到底谁比较多果子。
And in this parable, we see some have 30, 60, and 100 fold. And God will not compare against us the amount of fruit that we eat.
神要我们的不是彼此比较，而是对他忠心。
And God does not want us to be play a game of comparison, but to wholly obey Him.
无论是30倍、60倍、100倍，只要你结果子，你就是真正的信徒。
And it's irrelevant if it's 30 or 60 or 100-fold, but the important part is that we bear fruit.
我们有许多方面都能够结果子，比如跟其他的人传福音，或者在教会里面彼此侍奉。
And there are many ways to bear fruit, whether it be through evangelism or serving one another in the church.
或者在我们生命里对罪，我们有能够胜过的能力。
Or even in our own lives to overcome the sin.
或者在我们工作的地方，在学校或者在家里为主做见证。
Or even in our works, in our school, or even in our homes to be a testimony.
当耶稣讲完了这个比喻的时候，他说：“有耳听的就应当听。”
And when Jesus completed speaking this parable, he said, "To he who has ears, let him hear."
不过，整段经文的上下文都告诉我们，那一个听的，真正听的会有结果子。
But if we look through the context, we see that really those who hear will bear fruit.
雅各书1:22说：“你们不要只是听到。”
James 1:22 tells us, but be doers of the words and not hearers only.
我们要记得遵行父旨意的，才能够真正的成为耶稣的弟兄姐妹，还有母亲。
And we see that those who believe him and who listen to his words can only be those who are considered his brother or sister.
有耳可听的就应当听。
And those who have nothing more to hear.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。 天父，我们感谢你赐给我们你的话。我们求你让我们从这个比喻当中能够学习到，真正的信徒首先会接受你的话，而且会在试炼当中因着你的话所赐给我们的力量而胜过这个世界的试探还有逼迫。我们求你继续的看顾我们每一位，让在座的 每一位真信徒都能够结果子。如果我们在心，我们的生命里是没有结果子的话，求你赐给我们一颗肯认罪悔改的心，让我们来到主你的面前认罪悔改，真正的接受你的话，而且结果子来做这个救恩的凭据。我们将这一切祷告都交托在你的手中。我们奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。